T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We wanted to get into a college football debate. Everybody during the season said, all right, 4 is not enough because the committee, let's be real, they're not transparent. They don't tell us why or how they're coming up with the teams, and they change their criteria. But when you watch the playoffs this year, it became very clear that you didn't need 8. You didn't really need 4. You really only needed the 2 teams that were playing for the national championship in Clemson and Alabama. So I ask you, and we're going to put this to Twitter poll, at Rick and John 929. You can follow the station at 929 The Game, at John Michaels 929, because I signed the paper, and it's at JM Chuckery.
No, at JMCH.
JMCH, that's right, 316. How can I forget? You got the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing.
Yeah, I wanted JMC, because all my IDs are JMC316, mm-hmm. But some guy in Korea has JMC316 as a Twitter handle, so I had to put the H in there.
Okay, JMCH316. Yeah. Did you sign the paper?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did too.
I didn't do the thing online, though. The you're supposed to update your profile.
Right.
I ain't doing that.
But okay. We don't work for CBS anymore, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You can probably let that one expire.
Yeah, I think that one's good.
Yeah. No, like it said, like our opinions don't reflect.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
Nah, I ain't doing that stuff.
Well, you know, no. I am bound by a little, as team have, I'm bound by a little bit more here. But I want to ask you, John, were you an expand to 8 guy?
No, never. I'm all about 4 because the average margin, we've had 10 national semifinal games now, John. The average margin of points in victory in those 10 games, 21.4 points. Now, that includes an Oklahoma, Alabama game this year that was 11, mm-hmm. but wasn't 11, right. So you've only had 2 single-digit games. You've had a 7-point Georgia and Oklahoma was a 6-point game. That's the closest one. You've had a 7, then 11. Then it goes to 17, 18, 31, 38, 27, and all that stuff. The problem is, and I don't say it's a problem per se, I don't think anybody could have anticipated Clemson and at 2 programs that so overwhelmingly are better than everybody. You can tell me about Georgia should be there and the other. Georgia went on the road, lost by 3 touchdowns to LSU, and they still can't beat Alabama. What tells you that if you give Nick and Dabo a month to prepare for you, that they won't take you to the woodshed? And that's what's happening, is that when they get a month, and you heard about Clemson, they spent all of their off time except the week of preparing for Alabama. There's a reason why those 2 guys are in the position. So until you can tell me you got 4 more equal teams, would you really have wanted to see Washington and Utah in the Pac-12 championship game to line up to get a shot against Clemson or Alabama? Is that really what you want?
I would, because I like more football. I want to see teams get an opportunity to play it out on the field. We'll put this to Twitter poll. What would you like to see? Back to 2 teams, stay at 4, or expand it to 8? Here's the only problem I have with your theory, John. It's you can't... For me, you can't make your decisions on college football based on 2 power programs, because we've seen in the past, Alabama fans don't remember, but there was about a 20 to 30 year period where they were pretty much a mediocre team, save a couple of years under Gene Stallings. Clemson just got to this level. They spent 30 years like Georgia trying to get their second national championship, and now they're there. There's been peaks and valleys where other teams have come up or down. And right now it does seem like Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney have a stranglehold on college football that's not going to be relinquished anytime soon. But I think you still got to give teams an opportunity to play it out on the field. And I'm not talking about week 6 when LSU gets their shot at Alabama. I'm talking about in a lose or your season's over scenario. And for me, it's always been about make these conference championships matter. If not, just do away with conferences altogether, and let's just let it have a free-for-all and let these teams play, and then you just pick the best 4.
So I got 3 things for you. One is I'm a big believer that we will get to a point where there are 4 to 6 power conferences, and it'll be like 64 or 80 teams, and that will be all of that. Here's my other thing that I always talk to people about. Everybody keeps telling me about we're going to add more games. Okay, at what point do we say, how are we compensating players? What about player safety?
Right.
Because now we're playing NFL schedule. You just saw 2 teams play 15 games this year. At what point, you can't tell me we can just keep adding more games and putting more money in the coffers of everybody except the guys who are going to risk injury out there, and tell me about player safety. And now we've gone from when I was growing up, you had 10, 11 games that they played in
and
a bowl
one bowl
game.
Yeah.
People say, well, the other divisions do it. They only play 11 games.
Right.
So Georgia's going to be willing to give up a home game to be part of something else. Why would Georgia or Alabama or Clemson give up a home game to have a different playoff structure? Why would they do that?
Well, if you're good enough, you're going to get that home game back. Because in my scenario, and this is just me, if you go to 8, the opening round games are going to be on the higher seeds campus. It's going to have, because you're not going to be able, and you already saw with the championship game, Clemson and Bama fans weren't willing to spend that much money to go back across the country and watch it. And don't get me wrong, the game was sold out. Ticket prices, people were taking a bath on what they thought they were going to get. So first and foremost, you could gain that extra game. When did we go to a 12-game schedule? 10 years ago, maybe? 12 years ago,
yeah, tops? I think it's 12 or 15 years ago, yeah.
Okay, get rid of the home game against whatever FCS school that you're putting on there.
But those are – but again, okay, I'm going to answer that. I'm going to tell you why. You guys look at it from a fandom perspective. You have to look at this from a business. When Georgia State is a Division II program, the only way they build their weight room is to go to Oregon,
sure,
to go to Alabama. They need the money. Alabama gets to play a lesser team to where I can play more guys, evaluate my players in live game action without the risk of taking a loss to do it. That's a great relationship, honestly, for both parties involved from a business perspective. I understand the fandom, but this is what Fricky gets into. You have to take your fandom out of it. You have to talk about what – this is why when people talk to me about student-athletes, and it's a farce.
Of course it is.
I mean, you have to talk about what's the business model. If I'm a collegiate athlete, they already don't want to play 4 years in because the NFL makes it to where until you get to your second contract, you're better just to get in the league and start accruing time in the league than to come back for Trey Mason and run it 360 times for free for Auburn. So that relationship's not going away. And why would any program give up money for a home game hoping that they get in the playoff or don't get in?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.